Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gaishke Urawaza Ego. This is episode 70. Oh, and I'm BJ Fox, by the way. With me, as always, is Ishii Teremi.
Dama Ishii Teremi desu! Gaishke Urawaza Ego, nanto 70kai kiren! Yatta!
We are in our 70s, Teremi.
すごいよ BJ 70ってなんかすごい100に近づいてきた感じがするね Wow 70 is many
But correct me if I'm wrong I imagine you like the 70s Tell me I feel your musical tastes are quite traditional They're not modern are they?
そうだねあのね私洋楽ちょっと古いの好きだけども Actually myあのね、my favorite is 80s.
80s, okay.
80s, I love 80s. And 60s. なんかビートルズとかの、ビーチボーイズとかの60年代か、80年代、まあ、マイクル・ジャクソン、ドゥラン・ドゥラン、ジョーニーとかなんか、デイビッド・フォスターとかなんか、その辺の80年代と言われている、商業ロックなんて言われてた。
商業ロック What's 商業ロック
商業、コマーシャル、Rock.
Commercial rock, but not the 70s. You don't like the disco.
Disco song はそんなに詳しくないかな Why?
I don't know. I always imagine you singing slightly dated songs, but maybe you're right. It's more of an 80s vibe. And you know, and talking to about music, this is you know, when we have these 70, these round number episodes, we often feature you singing, don't we?
何私よく歌ってますけど
Well, and in these episodes like 60, 70, the round number episodes, we take little sections of our regular shows, interesting things that didn't make the original episode, often it involves you singing as well.
はいはい、あの、あれですね、本編からカットされたシーンをね、よくこの10回、20回っていう、この70回記念というとこ、ことで、感謝エピソードで、どうでは、あの番外編、NG 集というかね、本編に入らなかった部分をお届けしてますけれども、その中ではね、私が歌ってたのに、あの、歌ってたのにと言いますか、歌ってたから切り取られてしまった、落とされてしまったというものがね、よく含まれてますね。
Yeah.
Is it coming again?
I think we will have a singing section. I think we'll have some other new sections as well.
ほうということで私が何を歌ってたのかももはや自分ではあまり覚えてないですけれどもはいそのようなセクションがやってくるということで
So on that note are you on that doki doki note are you ready to take a look back at the last 10 episodes
はいということで過去10回分振り返っていきましょう
Let's go
So I really enjoyed episode 62. It was the Rolling the Dice episode.
What? Rolling the Dice episode? Oh, you enjoyed it?
Yeah, because it's my catchphrase.
BJ の口癖ね、let's roll the dice. とりあえずやってみよう。Okay.
But you brought up another interesting phrase about dice. So let's hear that.
そう、サイコロ振りましょうよ。やってみましょうよ。サイは投げられた。サイは投げられた。っていう表現が日本語にもあるけれども。
Say that one more time. サイは投げられた。
サイは投げられた。The die is cast.
Okay. But that, I think that when you say the die is cast in English, it kind of means that fate has decided. Like it's a kind of, you know, you're talking about the past. You know, maybe, oh, well, we weren't, you know, we're not very happy about the US election, but...The die has been cast.
It's decided already, so we can't look back. We have to just move forward.
Yeah.
もうなんかもう川、ルビコン川を渡ってもう戻れないみたいな時に言うと。
So the die has been cast, Teremi.
The die has been cast. 際は投げられたについて私ちょっと思い出して言いましたけども。サイコロ投げてみようっていうのとはまたちょっと違った状況ですね。
But I think it's a really interesting phrase. Not necessarily a, you know, specifically gaishike phrase, but it's a beautiful phrase, I think.
そう、美しいフレーズ。それは間違いないですね。とても、ポエティックというか、なんだろう、詩的、詩的じゃないな。でもなんかもう、人間生きてる上でね、もう決まってしまったからしょうがない、振り返ってられない、前に進むしかないなんていう状況に、言うにはね、かっこいいセリフですよね。
Do you know who said it?
カエサルだよ、カエサル。
Caesar.
Caesar?
Yeah.
Yeah. Julius Caesar. Julius.
You knew that, didn't you? Because you used it correctly, because he said it when he crossed the Rubicon River years ago.
Years ago. ちょっと前みたいに言ったけど。
Yeah.
ずっと何百年も何千年も前にルビコン川を渡ったユリアス・シーザーがね。もう後戻りはできないぞという意味で言ったわけよね。
Yeah. How did you know that? Is it famous in Japan?
あ、なんかね。いや、あの、世界史とかやってれば、あの、出てくるんじゃないかな。Mm. If you study world history. でも私ね、実はあんまちゃんと世界史勉強したことがなくって、なんかね、これは、クイズの勉強昔したときに知ったかな。
Interesting. And just a couple of points on that phrase. So cast the die, or the die has been cast. Cast can mean throw. I don't know if you know that. To throw something.
Okay. あの、うん、まあまあ、cast. So die has been cast. まあ、きっと投げるって意味なんだろうなというふうに推測はできるけど。
Yeah. Well, often when you go fishing, you know that motion of throwing the fishing rod out. That's called casting.
へえ、釣りに行って釣り竿へ行って言って、私も釣り詳しくないけど、あれ、あの釣り竿をこう海に向かって投げるあの動作はキャストって言うんですね。
Yeah. Yeah. So it's got that throwing feeling. And also another interesting aspect of the phrase, I think, is die.Is singular for dice.
そうなんだよね。なんで die っていうね、まあ、ね、die ですとか die の die しか普段知らないけども。
Yeah, one die, two dice.
でも we normally just say dice.
Do you know what? Native people often say dice as well.
A dice っていう。
A dice, yeah.
A die って言わないよね、きっと。ね。
I think I would probably say die, but I don't know. I think it's something maybe people don't understand.
まあ日本語にもなってるけども、ダイスとは言うけどね、ダイとは決してね、普通に日本で暮らしてたらダイスが複数形で、実はダイが単数形だっていうことは英語の勉強をしっかりしでもしない限りは知らないんじゃないかな。
Yeah.An awkward plural. Anyway, great phrase. I think one of the biggest themes of the past 10 episodes has been gender equality.
まあ過去10回の中でのテーマで大きかったのは、まあ、ジェンダーイクオリティだったのではないかと、ね、週末をポストさんも来てくださいましたしね。
Yeah, we did that episode with Shu on gender bias. You know, don't say chairman, say chairperson. We actually caught the moment I decided to do the episode on gender bias on tape.
ほう。え、このエピソードをしようと決めた瞬間があったと。
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. So, but anyway, let's do that. Let's do salary man and woman. Salary woman and man. Let's flip it over. Let's do the different way.
これだけね、あの、JALも、Ladies and gentlemen を廃止したというこの時代にあって Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they are not saying that announcement anymore. Like,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, they got rid of that part.
What did they say?
なんか Hello everyone みたいな。
Okay. Yeah.
Hello, yeah, hello でもう本題に入るんだって。そんなね、そういう時代にあって、サラリーマン&ウーマンっていうことね、名前っていうね。
Okay, salary persons.
Salary persons. Well, I'm not even a salary person, though.
That's true.
Anyways.
So tell me, that was the moment I realized I had gender bias in my language and thought we should do an episode on it.
なるほど。あの時 BJ がついついサラリーマンって言っちゃって、あ、サラリーマンだけじゃダメだからウーマンって慌てて足したりとかしたから、yeah. 私があんなことを言い出したのか?
Yeah, exactly.
そう、まあ、日本でもね、最近ちょっと昔からある、そんな、ladies and gentlemen とかも、なんて言うんでしょうね。みんなこう、感性鋭くなっていると言いますかね。そんな昔ながらのちょっと、まあ、ジェンダーバイアスちょっとかかってるかのような言い方っていうのは、みんな気をつけようってなってきてますからね。
And here's a clip from Shu's interview where we actually discuss that very thing, salary man and woman.I actually, maybe we could put this clip in, Ruben, but I did a speech once when I was maybe 10 years ago, I did a, in London, I did a speech for the, like the, it was like the Japanese business ni Nihongo speechy taikai. I did it in London and mm-hmm. I actually said the words Saturday man and I was like, oh no. Matawa Uman. Really, it's really badly, really embarrassing actually. Telemi, yep. In that clip, I was discussing a speech I did 10 years ago. I think it was in 2011 mm-hmm. actually, at the London Business Nihongo Speechy Taikai at the Japanese Embassy in London.
Oh, Japanese Embassy in London, at the Japanese Embassy in London. Sorry, what was the name of the speech contest?
It's actually called the Sir Peter Parker Awards, but it's a big, it's like a business speech
business
contest.
Business speech contest に出たと。すごい。In London.
So it was when I living in London, but I was still trying, you know, I was trying to keep the connection up with Japanese.
そういうことだよね。ロンドンにいながらだったけども、日本大使館で行われたビジネススピーチコンテストに出たという。
I did not win.
not to win っていうね。But I assume that was not because...You said salary man or woman, was it?
No, no. The speech was, you know, the reason I didn't win, I think, was A, my pronunciation, and B, it was too zetsubou teki.
そんなにネガティブなこと言ったの?
It was too negative.
pronunciation ではないでしょ?だって。What do you mean by your pronunciation? You didn't
well,
win.
Well, you know, my Japanese wasn't very good in those days.
あ、そっか。日本語でやったのか。Sorry, sorry. あ、そういうこと?あー。そっか。だからサラリーマン、オアウーマンって言ったのか。日本語で。英語では言わないもんね、そもそも。
No.
Oh, I thought you said it in English.
No, Japanese.
You already spoke Japanese way back then.
Yeah, well, that was, you know, that was after I had finished. I did the working holiday for 2 years and studied,
okay, okay.
yeah. but I have a video of that speech. So here is the moment captured on camera.
Really? From 9 years
young
ago?
BJ Fox,
oh
young
God.
BJ Fox.
Oh my God. 面白そう。
ある意味では、そういう、なんていう。ステレオタイプ習慣、その 国民的な習慣を否定したり無視したりするどころか変えて、そういうトレンドを理解するのは国際的なビジネスマンもしくはウーマンの仕事のではないかというふうに考えている人がいると思いますけれども、心配しないで、トレヤナギさん、私はそういうステレオタイプ、そういう偏見一切持ってませんので、御社、株式会社ポケモンに迷惑をおかけしませんよ。とても本当に10分しかないので。
わお、すごい。これだけのスピーチを日本語でやるなんて。You're brave and clever and すごい。
Yeah, that was before I did comedy, even though people did laugh at that point.
ね、受け狙ってなかったのにね。
Yeah, it was a serious speech.
And I think the great part was that, トレンドとかをさ、日本語っぽくわざと言うのって外国の人難しいって聞いたんだよね。その、like, for example, like, we say computer.
Yeah.
But it's hard for native speakers to pronounce like that. なんか日本語英語、片言英語をわざ、あ、なんていうの?その外来語?コンピューターとかパソコンっていうのを、ネイティブの人が発音する方がむず、なんていうんだろう。それもいちいち覚えなきゃいけないから難しいって聞いたことあるんだけど、is that true?
I find it very difficult. Yeah. Very, very difficult.
でも今、トレンドって言ってたじゃん。
Yeah, I think トレンド is relatively easy, but longer words like computer,、
ね、
I can't say it still. I say it in English by mistake.
そうそう。でもね、今、なんか2カ所ぐらいあったけれども、日本語っぽく言ってたから、それもすごいなと思って。
Yeah. So, anyway.Check it out. I've put the speech up on YouTube. Check it out.
Oh, YouTube にフル? Full size?
Yeah, full size. It's 10 minutes long.
9年前の BJ が10分間日本語でスピーチをしている様子が YouTube に上がってますので皆さんぜひ見てみよう。ね。まあでもあんま変わんないけど。あれ、メガネかけてないからちょっと雰囲気違ったかな。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That was maybe the big difference. But, you know, even those days, I was aware it was a mistake. So I think, you know, the point of this gender bias is not to attack us, it's to be aware of this and then try to make it better. I'm not sure panicking and going, moshikuwa woman, is a good solution though.
とか、さっきみたいに BJ がやったみたいにサラリーマン、もしくはウーマンって言い直すのは良くないのかな?
I don't know, it felt a bit strange.
まあね、最初からああいう風に言わないのが一番いいかもしれないけど、まあまあまあ、難しいけども、まあ、awareness raising ということで、みんなで注意をしていけばいいのかな。
Now,The other uruwaza, or the uruwaza for gender bias was, instead of saying he or she, we would recommend, when you're not sure, say they.
He か she の代わりに they を使おうと週末をポストさんに教えていただきましたけれどもね。
But there is another time when you should use they rather than he and she. What is it?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
He や she の代わりに they をまとめて使うのがいい時がある。I have no idea.
Okay, well, let's take a listen then. Tenomi, big news. We're going to hire a new intern for Gaishikei Uruwaza Eigo.
Wow.
Big news.
Big news. Really?
No. Actually, if anyone wants to be an intern, please write in. Yeah, it'd be great.
そうね。
Although we do have one person who helps, but she doesn't want her name mentioned ever. But thank you very much.
Thank you. Oh, she doesn't want her name mentioned.
No.
I didn't know that.
But we're safe, okay. Aren't we?
Huh?
We're safe. We haven't said it
we're
yet,
safe.
Have we?
What?
We haven't said her name, have we?
We haven't.
Good.
But
okay.
We said that she is a lady.
That's 少し個人情報。
個人情報、そうそうそう。Like one out of two になっちゃったね。
He or her.
そう。Her ってことがバレちゃった。
Okay.
Anyways. Anyway. Uh-oh.
Privacy information. We violated her privacy.
そうですよ。
Oh, sorry. We violated their privacy.
彼ら彼女たちの個人情報を漏らしてしまいましたね、計らずも。いやー、英語がね、まあまあまあ、しょうがない。単数形の彼ら、彼女たちっていうののなんかね、一つの表現がね、あればよかったけれどもね、まあまあ、そういうわけにはいかない。その人の、the persons とか言えばいいのかな。
The very kind person who helps us with social media.
そういうことね。
But I think we were safe. We didn't mention their name, so we're safe.
Okay, yeah. Their name.
Yeah,
their names? S はつけないの? Their name.
Their names. I don't know. Their name is fine. I think singular is fine. Singular is fine.
そこは singular でいいということですね。Yeah. Okay.
But seriously, if anyone does want to help us, I am sure we can find a way.
はい。私たちのお手伝いしてくれる方、募集してます。
Okay. So, Tenomi.
Yep.
In these episodes, we also like to introduce our mistakes. Maybe, do you remember last time we introduced you getting the name of our show wrong?
Yeah, 私ね、たまにラジオで自分の名前噛むこともあるから、外資系裏技英語の名前をスラッと言えなかったこともあってもおかしくはないかなって思います。
Mm. Yeah, but to be fair, last time it was you making the mistake. This time it's my turn.
Okay.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Gaishike Uruwaza Eigyo. No, oh, damn it.
Damn it,
Eigyo.
Even monkeys sometimes fall from trees.
猿も木から落ちると。BJ も Gaishike Uruwaza Eigyo って言っちゃいましたからね。
Yeah.
どっかに営業ね、どっかイベントかなんかに行くんでしょうかね。
Yeah. And also, we had a few jokes go wrong this time.
Joke は often go wrong だけど。
I know. It's hard. Especially over Zoom, I think. It's hard to make a joke.
そうね。Zoom 越しですと空気感とかも何もないから、ちょっとジョークを言うのはなかなか難しかったりしますけれども。
But shall we hear a very Samui joke from you?
Me? 私かい。Come on.
And what was the university in the UK? Which one?
University College of London.
UCL, very nice.
Yes.
Wow, すごい.
Same place as Coldplay.
Coldplay?
Went to UCL, yeah.
あ、そうなんですね。
コールドプレイってインテリなんだ。
Yeah.
へぇー。
知らなかった。
ホットだね。
ち
ょっと滑ってましたけど。
And my older brother.、はい、and my older brother.、
BJ が全然理解してくれない
。ごめん、ごめん、ごめん。Say again.
だからちょっとちょっと I made a small なんか boring joke.
Do it, do it, do it again, do it again. We love boring jokes. Do it again.
ちょっと待って、だからコールドプレイはインテリだねって言って、mm. あじゃあコールドプレイはなんかホットなんだねって言って。It's not cold. I said it's hot. Because もういいよ BJ. で、Ruben is laughing now. ちょっと BJ, come on. So it's not cold. It's hot that they went to UCL.
Yeah.Yeah. So I'm desperately trying to think of a Coldplay joke now.
But the nani atmosphere is cold. Now,
yeah.
So okay. Coldplay でした。以上です。
Okay. Ooh.
Okay. And your brother went to、
yeah.
the same university. Wow. Awkward でしたね。
Well, I think.That's the issue with Zoom because there's a little bit of a gap in terms of the back, you know, the give and take of a conversation. On Zoom, sometimes it's not quite matching up, isn't it?
So, まあでもタイムラグもそうね、ほとんどないけど、ちょっとね、お互い次のこと喋ろうとしてるのかとか、ここは another joke を言う隙があるかとかは見えない時はありますよね。
That was a great interview with Aya Hattori, from Michael Page. Thank you very much, Aya.
あやさん、ありがとうございました。
Okay, now, this is onto a serious section now. Now, we always love to receive mails from our listeners, correct?、
うん、yep. いつもコメントとかメールとかいただくとね、すごく嬉しくてみんなでシェアしてはしゃいで見てますよね。
Except, I don't like receiving mails from one person.
誰ですか?
Dr. K.
Dr. K?
Dr. K, yeah.
誰だ誰だ?
So he's a big supporter. He's a member、uh-huh. of the Uruwaza Executive Lounge. And I love him. I love him.、
Uh-huh.
But when I see a mail from Dr. K, it means one thing.
It means one thing. Dr. K さんは Uruwaza Executive Lounge のメンバーでもありまして、はい、とてもお世話になっていますが、彼からメールが届くときは、あれですか、なんか間違ってるぞっていうご指摘だったりするってこと?
Yes.Yeah. He's like our super producer. You know, we're on the front line. Then we've got producer Ruben making sure we don't make any mistakes.、
Mm-hmm.
But if producer Ruben makes a mistake, Dr. K is there to pick it up. He, do you remember when I said obligado came from, arigato came from obligado?、
Mm-hmm.
Lie. It wasn't true.Dr. K.
Obrigado がありがとうから来たわけじゃないっていうのも Dr. K さんが指摘してくれたと。
Yeah.、Mm-hmm.And this time, recently, we received another mail from Dr. K.
Dr. K さん、お世話になります。すいません。
To explain.
Yep.
In our last Wafu Eigo episode, we、yep. introduced the word Waishatsu, Waishatsu、mm. as Wafu Eigo.
はい。
Yeah.
Waishatsu やりましたよ。
And that's fine.、And、mm. we introduced a topic as a young producer, Ruben. He thought that Y comes from white.And we laughed at him, didn't we, Terumi?
うん。プロデューサールーベンがまだ若い頃に、ワイシャツのワイはワイトだと思った、うん、というお話しました。わーってね、みんなで笑ったけども。
Anyway, they even cleaned shirts that weren't white, so...
で、ルーベンが何が良かったかと思ったかと言いますと、ワイシャツって言ってる割にはワイシャツだけじゃなくて、あの、ノンホワイトシャツ、ホワイトじゃないシャツも洗ってくれるところが良かったということですね。Mm. Okay, but wait, why does it mean white? だよ。It means why, like the shape why.
Yeah, I know that now, but at first I really thought it meant white shirts.
But it was written why, right?、
Yeah.
But you still thought that it means white.、
Yeah.
なるほどね。ワイシャツの Y だけど、それはきっと白って意味のホワイトのことだと ルーベン少年は思ったと。
But Ruben, wouldn't that be W shirts?
What? Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, well, Dr. K writes that the origin is actually from white shirts.
マジか。じゃあヤングルーベンが合ってたんじゃん。
He was correct.
わ、マジか。ルーベン was correct.、
Mm. Ruben was correct. Young
Ruben was correct. Young Ruben was correct.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So, Dr. K sent me some links to check it out as well, Wikipedia. And apparently, the story goes, in 1873, there was a Japanese man called Kyoemon Ishikawa, or Ishikawa Kyoemon, and he bought a white shirt.
Oh.
But
Meiji 時代よ、これ。1867年。
Yeah.
明治6年に Ishikawa Kyoemon さんがホワイトシャツを買ったと。
Yeah.、
うん、
And he heard it as white shirts.
ああ、彼が white shirt がアルファベットの Y だと思ったんだ。はいはい。
And then he spread it. We said, let's spread white shirts. He spread white shirts around Japan.
で、彼がこの白いシャツを、これが Y シャツだ、Y シャツだって言って、ホワイトってのをアルファベットの Y だと聞き間違えて、そのまま広めたんだ。
Yeah.
Wow!
And so, producer Ruben, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Let's finish what he started.
Yeah. Let's continue the good work of Ishikawa Kyoemon and keep spreading white shirts, not just in Japan, but globally.
Yeah, そういうことだ。Ishikawa Kyoemon さんが広めようとしたことを今後も日本、そして海外でも広めていきましょう。
Mm.
白い長袖のシャツはワイシャツです。
Can I tell you another thing, Tenami, about this?
Yeah.
You know this? Okay. You know what a rhino is?
Rhino, sai.
Sai. You know there's two types of rhino, mainly. The black rhino and the white rhino. Did you know this? Like, shiro...
Kurosai? Yeah. Shirosai?
Which is strange, because if you look at them, they're both kind of grey.
はいはい、両方見た目には灰色みたいな色だということですね。
So why are they called black rhino and white rhino?
なんでだろう。これもなんかまた聞き間違えたけ。
Exactly.
Oh,
the same thing. So back in the day when Dutch people first went to Africa,、
mm-hmm.
they saw the rhinos,、
mm-hmm.
and there's two types of rhino, the black and the white, and the main difference is the lips, the mouth.
オランダ人が最初にアフリカにいた時に黒サイと白サイ2種類のサイがいて口が違ったと。
Yes.
Okay.
One type of rhino has a wide mouth.
お、口がワイドな
サイがいた。A narrow mouth.
もう一つのサイは口が狭かったと。
And in, correct me if I'm wrong, Ruben, what is wide in Dutch?
You would say white.
White.
White. White. Ah, white はオランダ語で white.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
So that was why it became a white rhino. And then what's the opposite of white in English? Black.
Narrow rhino とはならなかったんだ。
Yeah. It became a black rhino.
はは、ワイドがホワイトに白に聞こえたから白いサイ、白サイとその逆で黒サイっていう2種類が誕生してしまったわけね。
Yep, so...
Interesting! But even in Japanese, we say 白サイ、黒サイ。
Yeah, that's... It's a case of Japanese whispers.
白サイの名前は口が幅広いことに由来する。本当だ。
It's amazing. One little mistake...One mistake, and it, across the world in a different language, it's now called Kurosai.
本当だよ。It's not even black sai とか narrow sai じゃなくて、日本語でも今黒サイってなってるもん。黒サイは尖った口をしている。It has a narrow mouth. へぇ!
So we're lucky. Back in those days, Dr. K didn't exist. So he couldn't correct their mistake. But we're very thankful for Dr. K.
We're very lucky to have him.
Yeah.
ルーベンさえもすり抜けてた間違いをドクター K先生が最後拾い上げてくれるというね。ドクター K先生ありがとうございます。
Want to support the podcast? How about becoming a member of the Urawaza Executive Lounge?
外資系裏技英語ではこの度、ファンクラブとも言える場所でしょうか、裏技エグゼクティブラウンジなるものを設立することにいたしました。
For a small donation each month, you'll get access to bonus episodes, behind the scenes interviews, practice worksheets, and much, much more.
こちら月額制のラウンジでございまして、投げ銭制度って言うんですかね。はい、そちらで少しずつ払っていただくとですね、限定コンテンツ、ボーナスエピソード、ちょっと NG シーンなんかもね、お届けしちゃうのかしら。はい、他にもワークシートですとか、もっともっと外資系裏技英語でお届けしているコンテンツ、勉強になるような内容をお届けしてまいります。
Please support us so me, Kenemi, and producer Ruben can keep building the show and keep supporting your careers. Find out more by clicking the link in the description of the podcast or in the YouTube video.
ぜひともこちら裏技エグゼクティブラウンジに参加していただきまして、 BJ そしてルーベン、私たちが外資系裏技英語より良いコンテンツをお届けすることにご協力していただけると嬉しいです。裏技エグゼクティブラウンジへのご参加方法が書かれています。リンクは概要に貼ってありますので、ぜひそちらから飛んでチェックしていただけたらと思います。
Now, after that embarrassing apology for making a mistake, we would like to finish this episode on a positive note. And that positive note is you singing Tedemi.
何、私が歌ってるので終わるとどうぞ。 So it's take on the challenge って言うんだ。
Okay.
Take on me. Take on me.Do you know Bees? It's a rock band.
Sometimes I know. That song.
Ultra Soul のこと、もしかして。
Yes, that's the one.
何今の、そう、モニョモニョって。だけど、なんかきっとウルトラソウルだろうなって分かっちゃった。そうそうそう。そして、輝くウルトラソウル、Hey!
A sting, a small
sting?
Song.
Every breath sting, you take, every move you make.Every vow you take, every breath you make, I'll be watching you のスティング。 I got my first little six rings ってやつね。
Yeah.
Back in the summer of 69. When we were young, we were soft and restless. Needed to unwind. I guess something will last forever, forever.
Summer of 69.Tedemi, do you remember we interviewed you?
はい、私のことをインタビューしていただきました。
What was the
connection? 外資系裏技ラウンジでね、お届けしましたけども。
What was the connection with Bees? He went to your school.
じゃあじゃあ、確かに生まれ故郷、my mother's hometown is the same as his. あの、Bees のボーカリスト、稲葉さんっていう方が岡山県津山市ってところで生まれてる。からその話だっけ
？Yeah, it was that. Yeah, yeah, I remember now.
そうかそうか。That's yeah. The town is famous as his hometown.
Yeah.
そうそうそう。
On the Urawaza Executive Lounge, we have extra bonus content, including a really interesting interview with you, Tedemi. So if you want to find out more about the wonderful Ishii Tedemi, check it out.
はい。あの Urawaza Executive Lounge で、こう BJ が私にインタビューしてくれたっていうね、放送をお届けしました。はい、もしご興味がある方はぜひ。Did I interview you?
Not yet, but we need to do it. And we need to do more interviews with you. We only went up to Kōkōsei.
そうだよね。うん、そうだそうだ。
But, you know, if anyone wants to check it out, go on. It's, you can join at any time. Any time for just 300 yen. $3 a month.
月300円からね、私たちにサポートをしていただけたらと。
Yeah.
もっといろいろなコンテンツを裏技エグゼクティブラウンジでお届けしております。
Well, Tedemi, that was episode 70. Thank you for being with us for so long.
こちらこそですよ。Thank you for having me というか、一緒にやってきましたけどもね、こんなに続くとは思わなかったと言いますか、私もあんま普段英語使わないのでね、二人の 外国のネイティブ、English native speaking friends ができて、I'm very happy なんですよ。
Another 10 episodes?
Sure!
Let's do it.
はい、ということでまた次の10回、80回感謝エピソードを目指して、ここからまたもう一頑張り。コロナもね、その頃にはちょっとだけ落ち着いてるといいですけどね。
Exactly, yeah.Fingers crossed. Anyway, thank you very much to you. Thank you very much to all our listeners who support us in many different ways. And a big thank you to producer Ruben. And we will see you again next week for another episode of 外資系裏技英語。
皆さんどうもありがとうございました。外資系裏技英語、また次回第71回でお会いしましょう。バイバイ。裏技英語。Business English is so hard.Noodle was an egg. I need a noodle was a